This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Final results from Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine trial showed its shot had a 95% success rate and 2 months of safety data. As Reuters' Soria Ali reports, that paves the way for the drug maker to ask U.S. government officials for an emergency authorization within days.
Pfizer's new rate would make it the highest of any candidate in late-stage clinical trials so far. Moderna on Monday released preliminary data for its vaccine, showing similar effectiveness, 94.5%. Both have raised hopes for an end to a pandemic that has so far killed more than 1.3 million people. Pfizer said the vaccine was well tolerated and that the only severe adverse side effect was fatigue, which affected 3.7% of recipients. It added that the efficacy of the vaccine was consistent across different age and ethnic groups, a sign that immunization could be employed broadly around the world.
That's Reuters' Soria Ali. New York City's school district, the largest in the United States, will halt in-person learning on Thursday. Mayor Bill de Blasio announced the latest major restriction as the nation's COVID-19 infections continue to soar. The mayor's decision came as government officials in dozens of states have weighed or implemented shutdown measures in recent days to stem an unprecedented rate of new COVID-19 infections heading into the winter. 41 U.S. states have reported daily record increases in COVID-19 cases in November. 20 have registered new all-time highs in coronavirus-related deaths from day to day. 26 have reported new peaks in hospitalizations, according to a Reuters news agency tally of public health data. This is VOA News. Federal regulators have cleared Boeing's 737 MAX airplane to fly again. We get more from AP's Sagar Meghani.
The planes were grounded worldwide last year after two crashes within 5 months killed 346 people. Investigators had focused on anti-stall software as a cause. Federal Aviation Administration Chief Stephen Dixon lifted the grounding after a 20-month review, telling CNBC Squawk Box the software's been redesigned and the MAX is now safe.
And I would put my own family on it.
Still, Dixon says the FAA will inspect every new MAX before letting them fly. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The UN Humanitarian Office is releasing $100 million in emergency funding to seven countries at risk of famine in Africa and the Middle East. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
A UN statement overnight says $80 million of the money will go to Afghanistan, Burkina Faso, Congo, Nigeria, South Sudan, and Yemen, while another $20 million has been set aside for anticipatory action to fight hunger in Ethiopia, where deadly fighting has erupted this month in its rebellious northern Tigray region. Meanwhile, the office chief, Mark Lowcock, says returning to a world where famines are common would be obscene. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The United States Wednesday imposed sweeping new sanctions against Iran, blacklisting a foundation controlled by Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. The sanctions announced by the Treasury Department marked the latest action to enforce the U.S.'s maximum pressure campaign on Iran. Scores of ethnic Armenians packed up their belongings and left their homes in the Agdam district of Nagorno-Karabakh on Wednesday, 2 days before the area is turned over to Azerbaijan. Residents of the small village loaded precious heirlooms and essentials into vans and buses after local authorities informed them that their village was due to be handed over to Azerbaijan. According to a Russian-brokered ceasefire agreement between Armenia and Azerbaijan, several districts in Nagorno-Karabakh, inhabited by ethnic Armenians, are to be turned over to the Azerbaijanis. Ethnic Armenian forces had controlled Nagorno-Karabakh and sizable adjacent territories since the 1994 end of a separatist war. Fighting resumed in late September and ended with an agreement that calls for Azerbaijan to regain control of the outlying territories, as well as allowing it to hold on to parts of Nagorno-Karabakh that it had seized during the fighting. For more, visit voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.